For years, the Mentor-Protege program at the Small Business Administration paired large, established businesses with small, disadvantaged companies to improve the little guy's chances of winning federal contracts. Now the SBA has finalized a major revision to that Mentor-Protege rules. Joining me with the changes and what they mean, Ken Dodds, Director of Planning and Liaison in the Government Contracting Office at SBA. Mr. Dodds, good to have you on.
Thank you very much.
So give us the background on Mentor-Protege. It goes back a number of years, doesn't it?
Yes, originally SBA created a Mentor-Protege program for 8A concerns, you know, firms that are certified in the 8A program. That was back in 1998, and it allowed them to joint venture with their mentor and perform government contracts as a small business. Over the years, other groups that we have goals for, such as women-owned small businesses or service-disabled veteran-owned small businesses, asked for the ability to also have this mentor-protege relationship. And in the Jobs Act of 2010, Congress gave us the authority to create one for hub zones concerns, service-disabled veteran-owned concerns, and women-owned small business concerns. In the process of us trying to draft rules to do that, they passed another law in 2013, the National Defense Authorization Act, and said, create one for all small businesses. And so that's what we've done.
And under the Mentor-Protege system, as it was originally conceived in 98, how successful has it been? How many companies are involved? And is there evidence that those small, the proteges actually do increase their chances of getting some federal work?
Yeah, it is popular. Roughly, we have around 5,000 firms in the 8A program and about 500 active Mentor-Protege participants. So that's about 10%. We are trying to collect information on how they're doing. We do, for example, look at 8A concerns after they graduate from the program to see if they're still in business and so forth. One of the things we've done with this rule is at the end of the relationship, we're going to ask the protege to report back to us on how they benefited and why.
So now it has expanded beyond the 8A companies into many companies, many types of companies. What are the specific rule changes under this program?
Well, it's now available to any small business. Basically, if you qualify as a small business in your primary industry or even in a secondary industry where you do business or want to do business, you can come to us with and apply to become a mentor-protege relationship. Now, it's very important for people to understand that the mentor has to provide services to the protege. They have to describe and explain what the protege is lacking, be it technical assistance, management assistance, contractual, whatever they're lacking. There has to be a plan for the mentor to provide that to the protege. And then in return for that, the mentor and protege are now allowed to joint venture together and be considered small for any small business or for any federal contract.
So in some way that matches other rules that have come out for contracting, allowing small businesses to partner together for a given opportunity, but yet still be considered small.
Right. There was another section of the same law, the National Defense Authorization Act of 2013, that allows small businesses to team together with subcontractors to meet the performance requirements that apply to set-aside contracts. So it's both of those provisions kind of emphasize teaming for small business government contracting.
And is it possible to be a protege but not be a subcontractor to the mentor?
Yes. I mean, there are relationships where there's mentor-protege relationships where they provide assistance and they don't actually joint venture together. But one of the attractive things about it is, of course, the ability to joint venture and have that exemption from affiliation. Because otherwise, if a large business and a small business joint venture together, that's considered a large business without the approval of SBA.
So joint venture is as distinct from prime and subcontractor.
Right. They have legal ramifications. If you're a joint venture, you're the prime contractor and you're both liable for performance. In a prime sub relationship, the prime is the one that's responsible for performance and all the things that go along with that.
We're speaking with Ken Dodds, Director of Planning and Liaison in the Government Contracting Office at the Small Business Administration. And if it's not a subcontracting relationship or, I guess, a joint venture, what's in it for the mentors?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I guess it would be, you just because you joint venture and submit an offer, you're not necessarily going to win a competition or get a contract. So all along, though, you've already told us what you're going to be providing to the protege. And so that's those obligations continue, and we will be reviewing this annually to make sure that the mentor is providing those that assistance to the protege.
And so with the mentor-protege program open to all small businesses, what kind of comments did you get leading up to this rule, say, from the protégés that had been 8As or other disadvantaged companies before it was opened up to everybody?
We got a lot of comments, but they mainly focused on this particular rule. You know, it's statutory. We have the authority for it. The reason we got the authority is because these constituents really have been asking for it for a long time. And so really a lot of the comments were around the technicalities of the rule, like do you have to be a separate entity or can you be an unpopulated joint venture, very technical things.
And so what do you expect now in terms of enrollment? The rule is final now, correct?
The rule is final. It's effective August 24th, but we will not begin accepting applications until October 1. It's never a good idea in government contracting to roll something out in the fourth quarter. That's when a lot of contracting activity takes place. So we're going to start October 1, a new fiscal year, and we're going to put up on our website a lot of frequently asked questions, try to answer those. We're working very hard on an electronic application for people to apply to this program. Obviously, we're hiring up and trying to get ready.
I was going to say this must put some work burden on SBA staff because you've got to verify everybody is who they say they are.
It certainly does, because we were authorized to do this, but not given any money to do it. So we're working with our budget office to prepare and hire up and get people ready. And yeah, we have to approve it, but we're also going to be monitoring it every year to make sure that the benefits are flowing to the protege, to also make sure that they're performing the required amount of service or whatever on the contract. You have to, as a protege, you want to also perform some. We're not going to allow the mentor to do all the work.
And speaking of the fourth quarter, where there is a big spending spree by the federal agencies, can a mentor have more than one protege, and can a protege be a protege to more than one mentor?
Yes, we did. That was one of the things we asked for comments on, and we did allow that under the rule because of, there could be a business may want to do different kinds of work, and one mentor may be able to help them with one type of work, but another line of business, they're not good at that. Maybe they need another mentor. So, yes, we will allow that. And same with mentors. We will allow you to have more than one protege. Obviously, again, we're going to every year take a look at, are you providing the assistance you've promised? Are you performing the required amount of work on any contracts you have?
And is there one large company who's the biggest mentor that you know of?
No, we've had many different, well-known large businesses participate in the 8A program, and we've had, comments from large businesses that are excited about the mentor-protege program that we're rolling out for all small businesses.
Ken Dodds is Director of Planning and Liaison in the Government Contracting Office at the Small Business Administration. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Read more and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.